Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
You know, the irony of all the discussion over whether we should be going on holidays or not, it's not made any easier by the fact that the weather is crap and it's really cold and you're thinking, man, I would love to be lying by a pool somewhere hot right now.
Lockdown just, like, it gave us this incredible scenario where we had to stay put and, you know, stay around your home and, yes, you work, but you could get out and catch, you could work in the back garden. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, everyone, we're re-on, back to work. Weather, no. Now I'll rain upon you as you go back in your commute.
You have had your fun. That's it. But yeah, so it does make it harder when you're, this is the kind of weather that makes you daydream about holidays. And of course, airlines are open for business and they're flying out from today, which is of course the 1st of July. And the 14-day quarantine restriction is still in place and the travel advisory from Tony Holland, the government, is still in place. And Eddie Wilson, the Ryanair chief exec, was on the airwaves this morning and he was giving out about it.
It's completely disproportionate because, like, we're going to have to live with this over the next number of years and take sensible measures, balance public health with growing an economy again, and everybody's well aware of that. But a blanket ban on saying that some people were going to be some COVID-free turn and oak, like, isn't actually going to work.
Right.
Now, they were saying, I suppose, the government are being accused of dragging their feet a little bit, maybe not being clear enough. But in fairness to Leo and co, on the 12th of June, Leo said he was very much aware that we were behind what the rest of Europe were doing.
As you know, across the European Union now, bit by bit, countries are starting to open borders and resume flights between each other. We're not going to do that yet. So the decision here in Ireland is that the travel restrictions remain in place. Nobody should leave Ireland for the purposes of tourism. Nobody should come to Ireland for the purposes of leisure or tourism. And if anyone is coming here for an essential journey, they are required to fill in a passenger location form and are advised to self-isolate for at least 14 days. That's not going to change for now anyway. We will review the situation in about 2 weeks' time.
Well, we certainly haven't heard any new, like, relaxing of that information. In fact, if anything, Tony Holland over the weekend, the chief medical officer, was saying that, we played the clip for you yesterday on the show, that he's advising against foreign travel, like a blanket advisory against it.
It's going to be frustrating for people, though, because, you know, potentially, if people are able to just come into Ireland still, like, if we're all being good little boys and girls and not leaving the country, but then we see loads of tourists coming in, how is that not going to potentially expose us to more infection and more cases?
Because they're supposed to self-isolate. Now, obviously, if you're a tourist and you're coming over for a long
weekend,
you have
to fill out a piece of paper.
But I'm talking about, like, what you're supposed to do. Like, as Leo said there, the idea is if you come into Ireland, whether you've left Ireland or you're coming from a different country, if you come into Ireland, you fill out your contact tracing form and you self-isolate for 2 weeks. That's
the advice.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, so,
but on a practical level, you know, we all know people who are not doing that now. Like, everyone on our show knows somebody who is not self-isolating, having been away. Or if you don't know them, you've heard of them. You know someone who knows them. So, like, it's great and all, but... And of course, advice is helpful, and if people follow it, fantastic. But the reality is that not everybody is going to.
No, they're not. But do you not think that we, as a nation, have followed the advice pretty well? I mean, obviously, there have been instances where, you know, certain people have been seen doing, you know, certain mischievous things through the whole lockdown. But I mean, by and large, as a nation, we have followed the protocols.
You're making everyone sound like Bart Simpson. You're so mischievous, Ireland.
With your skateboard and your spray paint, your spiky hair. But because we've done that, we're in a situation where we've done really well. Obviously, terrible things have happened. People have lost their lives. But, you know, as a country, we've followed the advice. It's been successful. I don't know, like, just from listening to him over the last 4 months, if Tony Holland tells me to do something, I feel like I'm going to do it. Personally.
I totally get it, but personally is the word. It's everyone's down to everyone's personal choice. And it's very hard to, you know, for anyone to preach to anyone else and tell them what they should or shouldn't do. And I can't sit here and say to people, you know, you shouldn't go on holidays. All I can do is make my own choices. Mm. I have cancelled a holiday. I was due to go to Spain on the 10th of July. I'm not doing that now. But there was many reasons for that.
It wasn't just travel advisory, like.
Well, you know, members of my family were uncomfortable about being in airports, for instance. We were worried about stuff. Was it going to be closed? Would it just be a crappy holiday? Even if you took the whole virus out, would it be a rubbish holiday? Mm. Would stuff be open? You know, I have a very vulnerable elderly mother, you know, I didn't want to put her at risk. You know, something you said, you were like, oh, I'm not sure if how I'd feel if you or anyone else on the team went on holidays and then came back into the building after it, even if the quarantine was lifted.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, well, actually, yeah, I really got to consider the people I work with as well and how they're feeling, regardless of whether they could catch the virus or not. But how are they feeling about it? Do I want to do the show from my cupboard at home for 2 weeks? No. So I think there's all these reasons why I made that choice. But I can't really preach to anyone. And certainly as a show or a station, we can't sit here and tell people not to go, because we're advertising airlines in our ad breaks. You know, so, you know, because that's the difficulty of the situation. It's a, you know, who are we also? I mean, think of the job losses so far in Aer Lingus.
Oh, huge.
You know, and the potential job losses at other airlines and in the tourist industry here. There are tourist businesses that are going to close and will not be back. And that's the reality of it. So it's very easy for me, who happen to be in a relatively secure job at the moment, to say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be welcoming in tourists. You shouldn't be doing this, that, and the other. Well, that's, you know, people are in very different situations. And what happens if someone's business closes down and the mental health implications of that? So I think it's really important that as a country, we don't use these things, because it's only going to get amplified over the next year or 18 months, you know, as the economic situation gets more intense. But I think it's very important that we don't turn on each other and start to point the fingers, you know, we can obviously support each other. That's what we need to be doing, and possibly advise people. But I don't think, you know, roaring abuse at people who are going to the airport, you know, that's their choice, and hopefully they're doing it for the right reasons.
Speaking of choices, someone says, lads, we had booked to go to France in July. Total cost of the holiday was €2,200. None of it is refundable. But personally, I'm gladly take a hit on it to avoid getting COVID or bringing it back and putting our nurses and doctors under more pressure. A small sacrifice for a better outcome is someone's opinion. What's yours? 087-4100-102. If you want to drop us a text or a WhatsApp today or a WhatsApp voice note, we'd love to hear from you.
We did hear, you know, from a lot of people yesterday who saw the documentary on the RT Investigates, who saw that and basically made their decision based on that and said, oh my God, I had no idea what the front line were actually dealing with on a day-to-day level. I'm watching the people who had to pass away on their own without their families around them. And then they thought, well, you know what, if me going on holiday adds to that, then I shouldn't be doing it. So people are making their own choices, but I think it's really important that we don't turn on each other and, you know, use this as an excuse to batter each other over the head, because this country's been through a lot and all that. Hey, let's do this together. We're in this together. From now on, that's the test. This is the testing part. Mm. This is the bit where we need to stay together and not turn on each other, you know, because when you're cocooned and all that and having a Zoom call every 10 minutes, it's a bit easier.
Lots of people getting in touch on 087-4100-102. There's a text in and it says, need to remind people of how the virus got into Ireland and every other country. Travel. Yeah, that is a point.
Our borders are open, though.
Our borders are open, and people are coming in and coming, and we are leaving as well. People are going out of Ireland. There was flights, obviously, since the airports have reopened, there have been flights happening.
Someone says, who do you think is coming here on holidays in the lashing rain in the middle of a pandemic? With pubs closed and restaurants, pubs having restrictions that ruin an atmosphere, who do you think would want to come here? Well, I was actually talking to a couple of people down in the West when we were down in Clare doing our show there on Monday, and they were saying that during like the middle of the pandemic, there were tourists coming in from the UK and driving around staying in Airbnbs.
Yeah.
So like people do people things, and you also know, even if it doesn't make sense.
We also talked to people who said that in the winter time, when the weather is the worst it can be, is when a lot of the west of Ireland tourism happens for people who are not Irish. The Irish people tend to go down, you know, to Lahinch and Kilkee and Doolin and whatever in the summertime. But it seemed to be the winter time when you think, oh, there's never going to be anyone. No, it's all their foreign people are booked in to come over in November and October and spend their time in the West. So.
People who didn't get the email about how bad the weather is here in the winter.
Darren's on the phone. Morning, Darren.
How you doing? How's things?
Not bad at all. Have you a holiday booked?
Yeah. Myself and the wife and my daughter and son, we have a holiday booked in Lanzarote on the 12th of August.
Right.
And I suppose between the apartment and the flight, it was, I think it was 2,500 or something. So I've been off work on the COVID payment since March, but the wife has worked all the way through, and like that, she is really looking forward to holiday, and I suppose so am I as well. But like that, I don't know what to do, because we won't get a refund, I wouldn't think, in August, because they're not going to issue a refund, I wouldn't think. If it had been June, maybe they would have given you a token where they're saying you could get a flight within a year or whatever, if they're asking you to refund your money more.
Yeah, you can. I suppose it depends on the airlines as well, but certainly, yeah, I think into July you seem to be okay, but far beyond that, it's a bit tricky. And you know, that's a difficult thing. You know, if you're saying to somebody, yeah, you know, you shouldn't be traveling, and we're getting texts from people who've spent like €8,000, €8,000 or €10,000 on a holiday of a lifetime, and they're like, well, what do I do now? You know, if you can't get your money back, are you having the flip flop discussions that we had in our house? Sort of, one minute you're like, that's it, we're not going, and the next minute you're like, oh, well, maybe they'll move the thing. And so, what kind of discussions are you having at home at the moment?
At the moment, we're just kind of, it's like, if we don't talk about it, it's not happening, you know, the type of thing. So it's kind of left on the back burner. We're just kind of, at the moment, we're just kind of hoping, and we're not even thinking about it, really. Like, we do have the savings put by for spending money and all that sort of stuff. But like that, I haven't worked since March, really, you know. So
this would really be difficult for you if you just lost €2,500.
Yeah, kind of, I have to say. Now, I will say one thing. The girl that we hired the apartment off has been brilliant. We originally booked the apartment for last Christmas, and that didn't go ahead because the flight just came in too high.
Mm.
And we actually paid the deposit with the particular person for the apartment, because we're doing all separate, doing it all ourselves. And she said, oh, no, look, pass it on. Do you want to go in the summer? And we said, oh, yeah, great. So we booked it for July.
Mm.
And then that was grand, and I said, that's great. And we had it all sorted. And then my daughter says, that's my bed. So we rang Gerald up again, and she goes, when do you want to go? And I said, look, put it in the middle of August somewhere. So we booked it for the middle of August.
So she must love you.
She was very, very good. So I don't know whether she'll pass that price on, because I think she's kind of more of an agent for the apartment. So we could lose the apartment, but we definitely lose the flight,
Could you not, maybe if you could, spend a little bit more money changing the flights? Are you able to just change the dates, or would that be the same price again?
As I said, we're putting it on the back burner at the moment. We're not really talking about it an awful lot, and we're just kind of hoping that it'll kind of come through.
Yeah, because the situation is so fluid as well, you just don't know what is going to happen between now and August 12th. Like, I know it seems like it's a month, but like, a lot can happen in a month.
Did you see that documentary the other day, the RTE one?
I don't watch an awful lot of television, more of a Netflix person.
Like, I'm just wondering, like, when you're thinking about going over like this, would it worry you that you could bring it back into the country, and that either someone you know who's vulnerable or someone you come in contact with could catch it?
Now, I'm actually travelling from my home. I live in Roscommon now. I'm originally obviously from Dublin, but I just dropped my son off to Dublin this morning. My mum just had a hip operation a couple of days ago, and she's 71 now. She's in very, very good health.
Mm.
But like that, yeah, you'd be thinking that. And then we've got very good neighbours across the road from us, and both of them, both of their mothers are kind of, you know, a little bit old. Like, they'd be old enough, and they would have underlying problems. And you were thinking about coming back and exposing people to that as well. So,
yeah,
as I said, we just don't know what to do really at the moment.
A deadline is a wonderful thing to force you into a decision. So what I did is I just kept leaving it closer and closer to the date, and I knew I'd make a decision eventually, and a lot could happen between now and August anyway. So you have a few more weeks to let it stew and ignore it.
Yeah, and then you'll have to make a call at some point. Darren, we wish you the best, whatever you decide to do.
Thanks very much, lad.
Cheers, all the best. Bye bye.
And just love the show.
Thanks a million. Appreciate it.
Someone says, sorry, but please keep this text anonymous. My friend works in Dublin Airport passport control. Today they're expecting 6,000 passengers flying into Dublin Airport. So why can they advise us not to go, but then let other people into the country? I can't see 6,000 people self-isolating for 14 days.
No, but I also think you can't, like, you can't worry. Or, of course, you can worry, but we have to let other people do what they want to do. We have to think of ourselves individually and as a nation. And that's what we've been doing through the whole of lockdown. We've been acting individually, but also acting as an Irish society. And I think...
Yeah, but people's argument is, do you remember the Italian rugby match?
Mm.
And the match was cancelled, but all the the fans came anyway. So they were all walking around, and it has never been specifically proven that that was one of the causes or amplifiers of the virus here, but that's what a lot of people think. So people are asking the question, well, are we not just doing that again? We're like all being good little boys and girls here, but then we're opening the airport and letting everybody in.
Oh, it's a difficult one. Like, I do feel like we can only control what we do. You know, if the government has opened the airports, then that's what they've done. But we have to operate in that scenario now.
Eimear, are you going on holidays?
I plan to.
Yeah, when are you heading off?
So I've booked for September.
September,
and I'm
right.
I'm hoping to go for 2 weeks. Now, I'm going to France, so I will be going by ferry. But if there was a choice to fly, I would fly.
Right.
And have you been humming and hawing about whether you should go?
Yes.
And what are the cons? What are the things that are making you think, well, maybe I should cancel this?
If the numbers spike again, then I will.
You can't.
So
all right.
If the numbers go mad again, then I absolutely will cancel. Obviously.
Well, September's a fair bit away, I suppose, in terms of, you know, the amount of things we've seen happen over the last few weeks and months. So things might have changed significantly by September. But
would you have to take a financial hit if you just cancelled? Right.
And so we lose 2,000.
Jeepers.
And so it's the way I look at it, Tony Holohan is saying, if you cancel your holiday in Ireland, I don't have that 2,000 holiday in Ireland because I lose it. So it's not practical. You can't. The people who are going to lose money obviously can't afford to go then on holiday in Ireland. And then I've seen prices for hotels in Ireland for like a family of four, and they're like 3,000 for a week. Like, it's crazy. So it's just rip off Ireland. Here we go again.
Well, I think it's easy to say rip off Ireland, but I mean, all these businesses have literally earned nothing over the last like 5 months
or so. I've been the same. I'm self-employed. I've been off work since March. So, I mean, I need a holiday.
Yeah. Have you told family and friends, and what's their reaction? What do they think what you should do? What's their advice?
Well, one of them said, bring me back a case of wine.
That's right. France on the ferry, all right. Yeah. Would you self-isolate when you come back?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Well, I mean, that's part of the advice as well, is if you do go and you self-isolate. That's...
Now, I have that luxury because I'm self-employed, so I can. Mm.
And what about the rest of the people who go on the holiday? Could they all do that?
And it's only myself and my husband, so yeah.
Okay, okay.
Because he works from home at the moment. But he works in aviation, and the bottom has fallen out of it.
It certainly has, yeah.
Yeah, now he's on the technical side of it, but, like, there's job losses coming down the line. They've all been signing contracts for pay reductions, and there is no traffic. There's no American traffic at all, and that's what they work with, the traffic.
Mm. Well, if in September, if the quarantine will probably be well lifted at that point, would you quarantine anyway?
I think I would, because I work with the public, so yeah, I would.
Right. And you can.
Even at the moment, I wear a mask, I wear a face shield. I try to protect people. But I mean, I think we have to be sensible too. We're going to have to live with this.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that it's here to stay, and certainly that's the view of the airlines today, and that, you know, this is going to be around for a long time, so we can't banjax the economy for any longer.
Eimear, thanks for that, and we'll see what your decision is closer to September.
Okay, bye.
All right, see you.
Bye.
Someone says, I'm torn, but I think going on holidays and continuing to social distance with masks and hand hygiene, people have to do what they think is right for them. Like you, Dave, if Tony Holland says jump, then jump. But I find it odd re-travel, as we have to try and live with the virus. We can't cocoon forever. It's not possible to do that. The virus exists. We need to exist safely with it until a vaccine is available. I do feel people might blacklist us if we went on holidays, still considering it.
Yeah, you have that worry that you'd be a kind of a social pariah when you come back, and your neighbours would be like, look at them with their tans. You'll have to go on holidays and then stay inside or wear jeans for the whole time. Someone says, lads, we started out wanting to clear the country of COVID-19 with a plan. The plan has been rewinded and rewinded, and now it's travel. Look, if they don't want us to leave for COVID-19 reasons, stop people coming in. Let's remove the curve.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.